Is Menaches Daf Yud Ches, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. So yesterday, in middle of the Daf, we turned our attention from the sugis of Pigel, the very difficult and lumdish sugis of Pigel, to a rather straightforward Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph discussed different halachas that the Torah mentions with regards to Menaches. Not all halachas pertain to all menachas, but these are all menachas-related halachas. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if these mitzvahs were not done. Does that b'dieved make the mincha possible or not? Said the Mishnah, lo yotzak, lo bola, lo pites, lo molach, lo heinif, lo higish, oisha pitetam, pita merubais, v'loy mashchan. So all of the aforementioned, the Mishnah said, was going to be ksheira. The Gemara discussed the first halacha mentioned the Mishnah, which was lo yatzak. So we know that there were three servings, so to speak, of oil that were put into every karban mincha. The kohen would take the klisharis, he would pour oil, then he would put soilus on top of the oil, put more oil, do the belila, and after belila, he would put a third serving of oil. That third serving was known as yitzika, and as we saw in the Gemara yesterday, there's a tzad in the Gemara that it was actually an avoid. If it was an avoid, it would have to be done with a kohen. And the Gemara came out with maskana that when the Mishnah says lo yatzak shera, it doesn't mean that if there was no yitzika done at all, that the mincha is going to be kosher. Because Shina HaKasav La'akev, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Yitzika more than one time, clearly suggesting that it is Ma'akev. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Lo Yatzak? It means Lo Yatzak Koyen Elazar. In other words, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that even though there's a mitzvah Yitzika, it's Ma'akev in the carbon, but at the same time, it's Ksheir Bazar. It's no different than Shechita, which is Ma'akev in a carbon, but it's Ksheir Bazar. So essentially, the halacha of the Mishnah was that Yitzika Lav Avoidehi, thus Lo Yatzak. Not lo yotzak klal, but lo yotzak koyin Elazar is going to be kosher. Mishnah, the Gemara said, masnis in the lake of Reb Shimon, because there's a brisa where Reb Shimon discussed an idea of a koyin she'ena moida ba'avoida. We'll see more about that later in the daf. Ein lo chelik b'gohuna, and he learned it from a pasuk that discusses a specific avoida hamakrivis namashlomim ve'esachelav mibnei yaharin lo itia sheikayom lamona. Only someone that believes in hamakriv as dam hashlomim ve'esachelav, he is going to get the sheikayom and lamana. But a kohen that doesn't believe in the avoda will not. As said Rav Shimon, even though the pasuk singles out one sug avoda, the truth is that it relates to another 15 avoidas. And he went on to list tesvav avoidas. The first of Rav Shimon's list of 15 was ayitzikas. Clearly, Rav Shimon is describing yitzikas as an avoid. If it's an avoida, it has to be done with a kohen. Thus, the Mishnah that says liyatza kohen elazar ksheira is the like Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, yitzika avoidahi. So the Gemara picks up on that. No, my time at the Rabbanon. What's the makar to the Rabbanon that hold yitzika lav avoidahi? That it's kosher bizarre. Oh, my cross learned that from the pasuk. It says viyatza kaleo shemen. The Nosan Oleh Levoina. So the Torah, when it's describing the Karban Mincha, so the Torah mentions Yitzika, then the Torah says, take the Levoina, put the Levoina into the Klisharis, and afterwards, the Hevia El Bnei Aharon HaKoyim, take the Mincha, hand it over to the Kayanim, the Kamatz, and let the Kayan do Kmitza. Say the Chachamim, read the Pasuk. Mi Kmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna. It sounds like only from the Kmitza forward is the halacha that you require B'nei Aharon HaKoyanim. But anything that happens before, not Limud al Yitzika, and Blila for that matter, Shek Shader B'zot, Rav Shimon says it's true. The simple reading of the Pasuk would suggest that it's only Mi Kmitza ve'elach, stating that B'nei Aharon HaKoyanim, Mikra Nidrash Lefanov Ula Akrav. The Torah sandwiched the words B'nei Yaharin HaKoyhanim between the mitzvah of Yitzika and the mitzvah of Kemitza. So that's true. The man on the street who sits down, he's Mavasedra, the way he reads the Pasuk, is Veheviya El B'nei Yaharin HaKoyhanim, and only then V'komatz Misham, it's Mikmitza Ve'elach, that you need a Kohen. But says Reb Shimon, Mikra Nidrash, not only Lefanov, but La'akrav as well. And being that the Torah wrote Yitzika, then mentioned B'nei Aharon, we say that B'nei Aharon is not only going forward on the Kemitza, but it's going backwards on the Yitzika as well. And it's for that reason Reb Shimon holds that even though the simple reading of the Pasuk would suggest that it's only Mikmitza Ve'elach that you need a Kohen, but based on the idea of Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, of Ula Achrav, it comes out that Yitzika would require a kohen. How could Reb Shimon say that? But Tanya, we have information about Reb Shimon, also in Kachem, by the way. But the point is, when you see Reb Shimon does not hold Mikra Nidrash Lefan of Alachrof. Where is that? A Brais of Alokach HaKoy Midah Machates Betzboi V'Nosan Al Karnois HaMizbeach. So the context is the Hazois that the Koyim was doing with the Karban Chates, which we know was different than the Zrikois that the Koyim did with all the other Karbanos. Ordinarily, the Koyim would take the Kli Shareis, the Mizrok, and he would shove it in the direction of the Mizbeach, and the dam would go from the Kli Shareis onto the Mizbeach. A Karban Chatas was done differently. There the Kohen had a mitzvah of Tfilas Etzba. He would take his finger, dunk it into the dam, and with his finger he would put it on the Karnas on Mizbeach. So that's the context. V'lokach HaKohen Midam HaChatas, which the Gemara Darshan is referring to the mitzvah of Kabbalah, Be'etzba'oi. He takes his finger, V'nosam Al Karnas on Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Be'etzba'oi V'lokach Melamish Leiteke Bola elabiyamin. Be'etzboy v'nasa malamish alteit nesina elabiyamin. Tana Kamen, this Brisa says that being that the Torah wrote the word etzba between v'lokach and v'nasan, and we know, wherever it says the word etzba, what does that mean? Yamin. And it wrote it between v'lokach, which means Kabbalah, and v'nasan, which means zrika. So from here we learn that both Kabbalah and zrika, or hazah, have to be with the right hand of the Kohen. I'm Reb Shimon, v'chinem yad b'kabbalah. It doesn't say yad b'kabbalah. It says yad moving forward with regards to the Venasa. This is Reb Shimon Sheet of Kibbel B'Smal Kosh. So what's the machloikis between the Tanakam Reb Shimon and this Brice? Reb Shimon says Etzba is only going forward. It's going on the Venasa. The Tanakam holds it's going forward and it's also going backward. It's also going on the Velokach. The bottom line is, Reb Shimon Sheet is that you don't say Mikra Nidrash Lefonov Ula Achra. You can move it forward, but you can't move it backward. It's a steer. This Reb Shimon says that how do you know you'd see requires koyim, because although it says bnei yaharim v'kamat, but it's also going backwards on the v'yatzak. Here, Reb Shimon says just the opposite. Reb Shimon says that the word etzba is only going on the nasan; it's not going backwards on the lokach. Thus, Reb Shimon shita of kibel b'smol kasha. So the Gemara says that can't be pshana Reb Shimon. Ella hainu time with Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon hold that yitzika requires koyin? If anything, the simple reading, the mavasedra reading of the pasuk, would seem to suggest that it's only mikvitz of the elach. Says the Gemara, the hevia, because when the Torah says that after you do the yitzika and you put the levoina on top of the mincha, take the mincha and hand it over to the kehanim so they should be able to do the kmitza. The Torah says vehevia with a vav meisav al yirishin, and the vav is mechaber the two parshios. It connects the two parshios so that we say just like this parsha that we're about to mention mikmitza ve'elach needs kayin. So to the previous pasuk yitzika balila putting the levina into the klisharis that requires kayin as well. For eight gemara b'sav Reb Shimon vav meisav al inyan rishayin elameyata or geshmakikash or dechsev v'shachat es ben abakar v'kuvin the meharim ganas adam v'zarku hadam. The pasuk says v'shachat es ben abakar. This is referring to the carbon oil mentioned right in the beginning of parashas Vayikra. After you shechta ben abakar, the bnei aharon should take the dam and bring it to the Mizbeach. We know Vekriva over there means Kabbalah. And we learn from there, the Kabbalah Ve'elach, Mitzvah Skuhunim Alameh Shechita Ksheir Bazar. So what's the Makar that Shechita is Ksheir Bazar? So it's mentioned right in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, Zvachim Yadal Anamit Beis, and then it's one of the ideas that keep on repeating itself throughout Shas. Shechita Ksheir Bazar. What's the Makar Shechita Ksheir Bazar? Same, a similar makar to what we're discussing in our sugya. Veshachat es ben abakar doesn't say anything about a kohen. And then the krivu bnei aharon, which means kabbalah, so mi kabbalah ve'elach, you need a kohen. What's the kasha? Either Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon holds that vav is mechaber, and therefore even though by the mincha where it says bnei aharon is mi kmitza ve'elach, but the vav says that what's mentioned earlier also requires kohen. To say the same thing over here. Say vav meisav al inyan rishon and shchita hachanami bazar tei psula. Let shchita be possible bazar. Because even though it says bnei aharon from vehikrivu, but it says vehikrivu with a vav, that should be mechaber to what it said earlier v'shachat. So if Reb Shimon holds that yitzika requires kohen based on the vav, Reb Shimon should hold shchita requires kohen based on a vav. And from all the Reb Shimons that we've had throughout Masechtas Zvachim and Menachis, and Reb Shimon is mentioned a lot as a Das Yachid in some of the very important sugyas in Kachin. But we've never had a Reb Shimon that argues with the idea of Shechita Ksheir Bazar. We'd have to go back and revisit many, many sugyas if there's a Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who's of the opinion that Shechita is Psula Bazar. So the Gemara says, Shani, Hasam, a very big Chiddush. You're right. Reb Shimon holds the Vav, and that's what Reb Shimon knows, Yitzika is Psula Bazar. If that's the case, Shechita should also be Psula Bazar. If the Makar that Shechita is Ksheir Bazar would be Vishachat Ben as Ben Abakar v'hikrivu, you're right, Rav Shimon would have argued. But Rav Shimon had a different makar. It's learned out from v'samach, v'shachat. Right before the Torah mentions the mitzvah of shchita, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of smicha, and mas smicha bazar, maf shchita bazar. Rav Shimon has a different makar. Rav Shimon's makar, that shchita's k'cher bazar, is not v'hikrivu v'elach. If it was v'hikrivu v'elach, the vav would knock it out. Just like it does by mikmitza v'elach. The reason Rav Shimon holds shchita k'cher bazar is a different makar. It says v'samach, then it says v'shachat. Just like smicha is k'cher bazar, so to shchita is going to be k'sher bazar. Faith the Gemara, im mas smicha b'bayim, lav shchita b'bayim. If the makar that shchita is k'sher bazar is based on a hekish to smicha, smicha is k'sher bazar. But there's more that you need than for the soymech not to be a kayin. The soymech actually had to be the bailam. Smicha was something that had to be done by bailam. That's why there were mamadois with the karbonos sibor, because all of Klal Yisrael is the bailam, and we had to find a way for there to be representatives of the entire Jewish nation every time a karbon sibor was going to be brought, because the mitzvah smicha is a din bailam. So the question is, if shchita's mekar, that it's k'sher bazar, is dumi the smicha, so let's take the hekish further and say, mas smicha b'bailam, av shchita b'bailam. So the Gemara says, ahulei matzah zamra. That can't be true. Why? Kalvachaymer umaz rika the ikka kapara loy baya bailam adichs rika, which is the ikka kapara, doesn't require bailam. Shchita the lav ikka kapara like kolshkein. Then shchita, which is not the ikka kapara, certainly shouldn't need bailam. V'chitaymer says the Gemara, you'll tell me that's what kind of kalvachaymer is that? Ain dar an efshim ishi efshim. Maybe Zrika would need bailam. The problem is shchita's psula bazar. Shchita needs a kayin. I'm sorry, Zrika's psula bazar. Zrika needs a kayin. Shchita, however, which is ksheir bazar, maybe does need bailam. How could you tell me shchita doesn't need bailam because Zrika doesn't need bailam? Maybe Zrika does need bailam. Or Zrika would need Bailam if it were feasible. The reason there's no din Bailam by Zrika is not possible. It's a Yafshar. Because it's Psula Bazar. It has to be a Kayin. And if the Bailam's not a Kayin, then obviously the Bailam won't be able to do Zrika. But Shchita, which is Ksheira Bazar, maybe it should be require Bailam as well. Dumi Dismich. And don't tell me Zrika Toychiach based on a Kalvachimer. It's not a good Kalvachimer. Because Ain Donin Efshem Ishi Efshem. But the Gemara says, I hear, I have a different Makar how I know that Shchita doesn't need Bailam. Because Goli Rachmano B'yoymaki Purim V'shachatas Parachatas Asholoi. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he brought his Chatas, he himself had to do the Shchita. V'shachat, the Kohen Gadol had to do the shchita on the parachatos asher loy. And we learn from there, mechal the shchita b'amaloy binim b'aylam. Because if shchita always needs b'aylam, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Kohen Gadol had a shecht his own par on Yom Kippur? He's the b'aylam. Of course he had a shecht his own par. Elamai shchita does not need b'aylam. Thus, we have a limud that shchita's k'sher bazar according to Rav Shimon. How do I know that? V'samach v'shacha, just like smicha's k'sher bazar. So to shchita's k'sher bazar. But at the same time, I also know that I can't learn mas smicha bebailam av shchita bebailam. Why do I know that? Because I have a limud that teaches me that the Kohen Gadol himself had to be the one that did the shchit on Yom Kippur. Aye, he's the Bailam. So typically, of course, he has to do the shchit. It was his par. V'shachatas parachatos asher loy. He is the Bailam. The Torah says he's the Bailam. Must be, there's no halacha that shchita requires Bailam. So either way, what comes out from this sugya is we know shchita k'sheira bizarre. And throughout Shas, the makar that's brought is v'shachat as ben abakar v'hikrivu bnei Aharon akanim as adam v'zarku mikabol of elach mitzvah skuna. Really, it's only one of two makaris. Now we know the rest of the story. That is the makar according to the Chacham. But there is a shitas Reb Shimon who holds in Masechtas Menachos that Yitzika's psula bazar, and based on Reb Shimon's methodology regarding Yitzika, it would then emerge that this drasha would not work in Reb Shimon's world. Thus, he needs a new drasha. What's the new drasha? It says v'samach, then it says v'shachat mas micha. Bizarre, av shchita k'sher bizarre. The Gemara asked the Kasha, if it's learned out from smicha, then maybe it should need bailam. And the Gemara said, I know for sure it doesn't need bailam. Either kal v'chaymer from Zrika, or if you're going to tell me, ain don an efshar, mishay efshar, there's a pasuk that says that the par on Yom Kippur required shchita by the Kohen Gadol, even though he's anyways the bailam. So you say, meres, that the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the Bailam wouldn't in and of itself be Machayev the Shechita. I need a new pasuk to tell me that he has to be the one to do the Shechita, because there is no halacha that the Bailam has to do the Shechita. So, Shechita is K'sher Bazar, but at the same time, Shechita does not have to be done with the Bailam. The Bailam did not have an obligation to do Shechita. The truth is that one Ha'ara, and then maybe we'll speak out a little bit more rave later, and that is a Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, it's in Yoredeya, and Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel. So it's actually a Drush Chassam Sofer. He says at the end that what I'm about to tell you is Divrei Agada, but at the same time, it's Mechuvonim Heim La'alocha Be'ezrus Hashem Yizbar. So he says like this, I'll quote. Hine, af al pi de shchitas kachem ksher bazar, even though shchitas kachem is ksher bazar, mi komakim roiv pa'amim hayu akoyhanim zoiv chenas akachem v'loiv Yisraelim. He says, historically speaking, most times shchita was not done by the zar. It was done by the koyim. Omnam nire, de b'char behema, that there was one carbon with the bailim themselves, the original owner used to do the shchita. And that was b'char. That the Bailam of the Bechor would be the ones, they were giving it over to the Kohen, but they themselves would be Zayveyach Ba'atzman, V'loy al Yidei Shliach, Afilu Kohen. Says the Chassam Sofer why. So he says the reason is, because the mitzvah, or the carbon of Bechor, is Keneged Makas Bechoris. Right, it's a pasuk. V'ayukishalchu bincha machalemer mazlois. V'amarta elov, you should tell him. V'yarig Hashem kol b'char be'eretz Mitzrayim b'charad v'b'char behema. Al kein ani zoyveach l'Hashem kol peter rechem ascharim v'chol banayef. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle of Makas Becheiris, it was Aniv Eloi Shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it by himself. So it says the Chassam Sofer, there was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida, that the Yidden would always do the Shechita of the Karban Bechar by themselves. So whoever owned this Bechar, he was giving it over to the Kohen. But he himself would be the one that would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he would do the Shechita, even if he's a Zar, Shechita Ksheira Bezar, and the reason he did it was Mida Keneged Mida. And then he teaches the psukim. What's the son? This is one of the arba banim. What's the question? So Pashi, he wants to know what's going on. Like, what's this all about? Says the Chassam Sofer, no, this is a briska lamban. He wants to know, mazois, why are you doing the shechita? I know shechita ksheir bazar, but still, you can give it over to a kohen. Roiv pa'amim hoyakayhanim zoiv chenas akachim v'lo Yisraelim. So why are you doing it yourself? See, for Maritela, you know, you should tell him, Vayarik Hashem kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim. It was Hashem, ani, v'loy shliach, b'b'char adam ad b'char behema. Okay, and it's for that reason, ani zoyveach, I'm doing it myself, me too. I'm being mekayim the same ani v'loy shliach. And then he says at the end, it's for that reason we find that Klai Yisrael, whenever they do the mitzvah, pinyin aben, they never do other shech. Right, bris mila, you hand it over to a shliach. A mile usually does the bris mila. There are mitzvahs that people do ayidei shliach, but pinyin aben, it's for the same reason. And he fears always v'chol b'char ani efter, that pinyin aben, like the mitzvah of bringing the carbon b'char, being that it's kineged, the mitzvah, it's kineged, makas b'chayrus, and makas b'chayrus, the Torah emphasized, it was aniv elei shliach, so mida kineged mida, we do it in that way as well. What came to mind is a few things, but just one is, bava mitzia daf pei vav amed beis. The Gemara says, tonet v'rabbi Yishmael, b'schar shloisha, zachul d'shloisha, that in the schar of the three mitzvahs that Avram Avinu did, when the Aravim came to him in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, so the Yidin was like, three matanas toivos. Bischar chema v'cholav zachul aman. Bischar v'hu oy meid aleim zachul amud ha'anan. Bischar yukach na mad mayim zachul be'era shal Miriam. But the Gemara says that if you look a little bit more carefully, Avram Avinu didn't do everything by himself. Omer Avida Merah. Kol ma sha'asa Avram l'malachi Ashor is ba'atzmoy. It's true, there was a schar. But asa kadosh baruch hu levonav ba'atzmoy. V'chol ma sha'asa Avram ayidei shliach. Avram Avinu ran to the Bakr by himself. He did it by himself. The man came from HaKadosh Baruch. Hineni mamter lochem. V'hu oymed aleim tachas ha'etz. Hineni oymed lefanecha sham al atzor. I'm skipping. Yukach no ma'at mayim. But when it came to the mayim, Avram Avinu didn't give the mayim to the Malachi Asharis by himself. It was only yukach no ma'at mayim. V'kisa b'tzor. V'yatsum imeno mayim. It all came out of Moshe Rabbeinu. So whatever Avram did by himself, aniv eloi shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back aniv eloi shliach. Whatever Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, such as yukach no ma'at mayim, so what did I... The Yidden got punished for it on some level. They didn't get the hatava in the same way. They got a Yidei Shliach as well. So here you have whatever Avram Avinu does by himself, Klai Yisrael got back a Aniv Eloi Shliach. Whatever Avram Avinu did a Shliach, Klai Yisrael got back a Yidei Shliach. In this Chassam Sofer is the reverse. That we too, we go with the same mahalach of Mida Keneged Mida. Makas Becheiris was a Aniv Eloi Shliach. So there was an idea of Mida Keneged Mida, give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the flip side. Give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Aniv Eloi Shliach. There's more to talk about in this Gemara. Every time you see the words Shechita Ksheir Bazar, that means raid. Either way, we'll wait till the end of the daf, and we'll speak a little bit more right about that. But for now, another Gemara. Anytime it says in Kachin, the words Torah, And the word schuka, what it means is that the aforementioned, or the halacha that's going to be mentioned, is la'akid. So sometimes psukim in the context of kachim are only la mitzvah. It's like katchiva, shiore mitzvah. There are certain things that are la'akiv. Said, Rab, I'll give you a good rule. Anytime it says Torah v'chuka, it says the Gemara, that you need the word Torah and you need the word chuka. An example of that is Kedachsev, Zoyz chukas ha-Torah. At the beginning of Parashas chukas, in the context of the Parah Aduma, it says Torah, it says chuka, Zoyz chukas ha-Torah. Everything is ma'akiv by the Parah Aduma. That was what Rab was trying to say. That anytime it says Torah, chuka, it's ma'akiv. Simen notas yakma. Very Nazar freak the Gemara. Like Siva be'ala Torah. By Nazar, it says the word Torah. Zoyz Torah sa'Nazar. Va'amar Rav, Tanufa be'Nazar ma'akiv. And Tanufa is ma'akiv. Why is it ma'akiv? It doesn't say Torah and chuka. If the rule is Torah and chuka is ma'akiv, it sounds like if it doesn't say Torah and chuka, it's not ma'akiv. So by the Nazar, it says only Torah, doesn't say chuka, and still Tanufa, which is one of the mitzvahs by the Nazar, is ma'akiv. Shani Hasam, Kimin the Chsiv, Kain Yasa. It says Kain Yasa al Torah. Kain Yasa is the equivalent of chuka, and therefore, even though it doesn't say chuka, but it says something that rhymes with chuka, so to speak, a synonym of chuka, and that too would be enough. By toida, it says also the word toida. It says v'zois toiras zevach hashlamim, and then the Torah says v'mal toida yakrivenu. So now we learn to the Mishnah. Bosha b'toida ma'akiv says that the four breads, the four types of breads by the Karmen toida were ma'akiv. Why is it ma'akiv? It only says toira. Shani toira the iskush toida the iskush lenazir. Although it doesn't say toira v'chuka by the Karmen toida, but the toida is iskish lenazir. The chsev al zevach toida shlomov in the context of the toida. What shlomov lashon rabbi? Vav amar shlomov the rabbi is shalmi nazir. And we just said that by the nazir, even though it doesn't say chukah, it says kein yasa. So just like by the nazir, the mitzvah is ma'akiv. So too by the toida, it's going to be ma'akiv. So very mitzayra third kash like chsev yelo toira. It says zois tiyatayra mitzayra b'yam tarasa. And it doesn't say the word chukah over there. Tanan arba minim shebe mitzayra ma'akvin. The four minim by the mitzayra are ba'akvin. What are the four minim by the mitzayra? Rashi says the eight. The Shnit Toilas, the Ezav and the Tzipoirim, says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Kim the Chsiv, Zois Tia, Teres and Tzaira. The word Tia also was command the Chsiv Bechukadami. Varyem Akipurim, what about the way the Yom Kippur, like Chsiv Bechukha? So the first three kashas were from Parshias that it says Torah. The parsha of Nazir, of Toida, and Tzayr. Now we have where it only says Chukah, the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It says, V'hoysa lechem l'chukah asayla machoydash ha-shviya ba'asal ha-choydash. But it doesn't say the word Torah anywhere in the parsha of Yom Kippur. Tanan, Shnei Sir Yom Kippurim, Ma'akvin Zezah, says the Gemara, you're right. Elo, oi Torah, oi Chukah. What Rav meant was not it has to say Torah and Chukah. What it means is, oi Torah, oi Chukah. If it says Torah or Chukah, and if that's the case, you don't have to come on to the three terutzim that we said for the Toida, the Nazir, and the Mitzayr. Because it says Torah. Torah is enough to be ma'akiv. It says Torah in those three parashiyos. It says chuk in the parashiyos of Yom Kippur. Therefore, the halachas and the respective parashiyos are all ma'akiv. Very shar karbonos. Perfect the Gemara. All karbonos. It also says the word Torah. Dechsev bu Torah. V'lei ma'akiv. There's a lot of protim in the avodas of shar karbonos that are not ma'akiv. Even though it says Torah. Which pasuk? Zoysa Torah la'ilu l'mincha l'chatas la'ashon la'milum l'zevach ha'shlam. That's Hekeshet Rav Yoina. That's the pasuk where all the karbonos are hukish la'adadi. But the point is, it says the word Torah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Torah by chukah. Chukah loy by Torah. You have to say that Torah in and of itself doesn't really do much for you. Chukah in and of itself is ma'akiv. Freit the Gemara of Torah v'chukah ka'amar. But promise, Rav said Torah and chukah. Eman of Shach, what did he mean? Either he meant oy Torah oy chukah, or he meant Torah v'chukah. He meant the two of them together. But the point is how could you tell me that Torah is by chukah and chukah is like by Torah? So the Gemara says, Hachi kamer. Afal gaf techsiv Torah, iksiv chukah in v'loyloy. So the Gemara is madchik a little bit, just pashup shan in what this means. What it means to say is that if it says the word chukah, that in and of itself means it's ma'akiv. But if it says the word Torah in and of itself does not mean li'ikuv. Freit the Gemara, v'ari mincha, techsiv b'chukah, by mincha it says chukah, v'amer rav kamak m'shichsa akas b'teres mincha in eliyak. Wherever you have a shina kosov la'akiv by mincha, wherever the Torah chaz it over something twice by a carbon mincha, it means it's ma'akiv. Hichzer in, loy hichzer loy. It sounds like only if there's a shina ha-kosov la'akiv do we say it's ma'akiv. But if there's no shina ha-kosov la'akiv, then it's not ma'akiv. What's the kasha? It says chukah. You're telling me wherever it says the word chukah, such as by the avoid on Yom Kippur, it's like Torah is by chukah. Okay, but chukah is loy by Torah. If that's the case, why do you need shina kosov la'akiv by a mincha? Doesn't it anyway say chukah by a mincha? So the Gemara says shani hasam dechich siva chukah It's true, it says chukah by the carbon mincha. But where does it say the word chukah? It says kol zachar bivnei aharon yoichlena chakai l'mudayr esechem. It's talking about the achil of the shiari mincha. The shiari mincha is shiari mitzvah. You can't tell me that when it says the word chukah in the context of mincha, it means la'akev. Because the achilas hashirayim we know for a fact is not ma'akev. So there's no way then that word chukah suggests any ikuv even with regards to other halachas by the mincha. You're right, the word chukah is mentioned in the parasha of mincha, but it's mentioned in a part of the mincha that we know is not ma'akev. Thus, there's no gilui on the rest of the avoid on mincha to tell me it's ma'akev. It says chukah by the lechem apanim, and it says it by the achila. The pasuk is v'hoysel aharon u'levano v'achalu b'makom kadosh 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 m'nishay Hashem chakol. So it says the word chukah. Time we learned in the Mishnah, shnei story ma'akev zezeh, shnei bezicha ma'akev zezeh. This is not really our suga, but ma'akvim, ma'akvim, ma'akvim. It says it three times, not just shina la'akev. Three times it says in this braisa la'akev. And based on, clearly, the fact that it says chukah. But what does it say chukah? By the eating of the lechem aponim. I thought eating is in itself not ma'akev, so the word chukah in the parash of achila can't suggest ikuv as well. Ella says the Gemara, what do you have to say? What do you see from lechem aponim? That even though it says the word chukah in the parash of achila, but really it means the entire parasha. If that's the case, so again, what's the kasha? The kasha is it says chukah by mincha as well. So what's the kasha? How Rav says, kol makom, anytime you have shina kosav la'akev by the carbon mincha, it's ma'akev. What do you mean? I thought the rule is, wherever it says chukah, it's la'akev. That was what Rav said. Rav said, wherever it says Torah or chukah, and these are two members of Rav. Rav said, wherever it says Torah or chukah means la'akev. Even though Torah is by chukah, chukah is by Torah. And the Rai is from the Avodah Yom Kippur. The Avodah Yom Kippur, everything was ma'akev, even though it only says chukah. Chukah is ma'akev. It says chukah by the mincha, and Rav said that the only time something's ma'akev by the mincha is if it's shina. So what's tutzachta? How do you reconcile Shitas Rav? Again, wherever it says chukah, it's ma'akev. It says chukah by a mincha. That would mean everything by the mincha is ma'akev. Yet Rav said, you want to know when something's ma'akev by a mincha? The Torah says it twice. If it's shina kasav la'akev, it says chukah. Shina chukah. And don't tell me because it says chukah by achila. Because I know from the parish of lechem aponim that chukah by achila is eichet la'akev. Ella says the Gemara, you have to say that the mincha is different. Shani hasam, the amakra migirsha umishamda. And from the words girsha vishamda, we had this earlier in the Masechta, we learned that the shear of soiles, of geresh, and the shear of shemen, of oil, is ma'akev. If it was chiser, if it was yes, it's a problem. Freak Rav, so Rav was very bothered. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Migirsha with the ma'apekei umishamda, what do I need it for? L'chayra, girsha vishamda is anyways ma'akev. Why? Chukah. Elamai, Girsha Vishamna is a raya or a gilui, more accurately, that the word chukah by the mincha doesn't suggest la'akev. So when is something ma'akev? If it's shina kasev, then it's going to be ma'akev. But otherwise, it's not going to be me'akev. More along the same thing. Gufa, amarav, kol makom shichsech la'akasev, b'toyres, mincha, ain't la'akev. Wherever you have something twice by a mincha, it's ma'akev. Again, ayit says chukah. And isn't chukah anyways ma'akev? Didn't Rav himself say that? Not by mincha. Because girsha v'shamna is megala to us that when it comes to a carbon mincha, chukah is not la'akev. Shmuel argued with Rav. Shmuel said, gerish v'shemen ma'akev v'ein davar acha ma'akev. There's two things by mincha that's ma'akev. The shir gerish and the shir shet. How do you know that? It says migarsha v'shamna. But everything else, even if it's shina kosav la'akev, is not ma'akev. Freik to Gemara, the Shmuel, I forgot the Tana b'krol, they ma'akev, is that possible? What, there's no concept of shina kosav la'akev when it comes to a carbon mincha, elo, kalecha, the Tana b'krol, v'adim ma'akev. Wherever there's a shina kosav la'akev, of course it's ma'akev. V'hocha b'meloi kumtsoi, b'kumtsoi komifligi. Machlekes over here is with regards to the meloi kumtsoi b'kumtsoi. What does that mean? Meaning, avada Shmuel agrees to Rav's statement of Shina Hakas of La'akev, that if something is mentioned twice by the Karban Mincha, it's going to be Ma'akev. When Shmuel said that only Garsha Vishamna, he seems to be unsure, insecure about this idea of Shina Hakas of La'akev by Mincha. He's referring to a certain type of Shina Hakas of, not all Shina Hakas of La'akev, but a certain type of Shina Hakas of La'akev, such as Meloi Kumtsoi Bekumtsoi. What does that mean? What's this riddle, the Tanya, Meloi Kumtsoi, Bik Kumtsoi. So one place when the Torah mentions Koimitz, it says Meloi Kumtsoi. Another place the Torah mentions Bik Kumtsoi. We learn from there, Shalei Yasem Midah LeKoimitz, that the Koyin wasn't allowed to see what his sheer Kmitz is. Let's say the Koyin's practicing at home. So he's trying to, right, it's a hard avoider. So he wants to know how big his Koimitz is. He figured out the size of his Koimitz. Could he go into the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes time to do the Kmitza, and instead of physically sticking his hand in, maybe he should just measure with a cup the shear of the Kmitza and stick it in his hand. Boom, I have it. That was easy. So why does he have to actually do the Kmitza with his hand? So that's what we learn from here. Shalo yasena mida l'koymetz. It's learned out from Meloy Kumtza Rav Sava Rav holds Hanamitam Ekro. That this halach is ma'akev. Tichsiv, because there's another pasuk. Vayakev es ha-mincha vayimal echapim yimena. That's talking about a real-time example of when a korban mincha was brought with the Kmitza. It's playing out. Shmuel holds, no, there is Mishal Yafina. It's not ma'akiv. Because there's no shina kos of la'akiv. What do you mean? It says, v'yakiv v'samincha v'yamali chapi mimena. The Torah is suggesting he actually did it with his hand. So, isn't that a shina ha'kos? If you have maloi kumtza b'kumtzoi, drasha number one. And then you have v'yamali v'samincha v'yakiv v'samincha v'yamali chapi mimena, drasha number two. Says Shmuel, no. Doiris Mishal Yafina. One, the second pasik was Shah. It was talking about a very specific mincha. A mincha that was kachay shah that would never be brought again. It was a mincha that was brought vayihi bayoy mashmini bayoy chanukah samishkan. And being that doiris mishol eofinon, you don't have it. So when Shmuel said that, I disagree with you, Rav, that kol makim shehichsa l'cha kosev b'tayiris ha-mincha ein l'akiv. He wasn't disagreeing with the principle. Of course he agrees. Shina kosev l'akiv, it's true even by a karbim mincha. He was disagreeing with a certain type of application of this principle. What would be, if you have two psukim, it's a shina kosev l'akiv, one of them is mentioned in the context of kachay doiris, the other one is mentioned in the context of kachay shah. Would that be enough to say you have a shina kosev l'akiv? Rav is saying kol makim. Hakol the rabbis, even when one is kachi shal, one is kachi dairis. L'may nafgemino shaleyasem mida lekoymetz is ma'akev. Shmuel holds that no, not kol makim. I agree with the idea, but they would have to be both kachi dairis. If one was kachi shal, one was kachi dairis. Not because dairis misha lo yalfinan. Great thing, Gemara. Lo yalif Shmuel dairis misha. Is that true? The Shmuel hold you can't learn kachi dairis mi kachi shal. Thus, you don't have a shina kosev la'akev. But now we learn to the Mishnah zvachim daf peches amid aluf kli alach mikachin es alach. Keli that was used for liquid could be mekadesh a liquid in the Beis HaMikdash. Umidas yovish, mekachin es hayovish. And kelim that were used for dry things, such as a mincha, can be mekadesh a yovish. Ve'en kli alach mekachin es hayovish, ve'midas yovish, mekadesh es alach. So for example, dam had kedusha, kabbalah had to be done with a klisharis. So what if you used one of the midas hayovish, one of the kelim that were really miyuchad, more for the karban mincha, and you were mekabel the dam with that? Is that going to give the dam the necessary kedusha that it needs for you to be able to do this rico? Or about the reverse? You have a carbon mincha, and you took the mincha, and you put it into a mizrok that was used to be mekabel dam. Does it get the kedusha or not? So that's this mission. Kli alach mekachin es alach, midas yavish mekachin es hayavish, then kli alach mekachin es hayavish, midas yavish mekachin es hayavish. But Shmuel came, and he added a very important caveat to this mishnah. He said, lo yishanu ela midos. If you have a mizrok, the halacha is different. Mekachin, meaning the mizrok that was used for kabbalah sadam and for zrika sadam was able to be used to be mekadesh the korban mincha. And he said, you know, I know that. I know it from a pasuk. The chesiv, a pasuk that we all know. It talks about the nesiim, the korbanos that the nesiim brought, and the pasuk says, v'korbanei karas kesef achash shloishu mumeya mishkala mizrok echad kesef. So you're dealing with a mizrok. Listen carefully. Shivim shekel, b'shekel ha-kodesh. That's how much this mizrak weighs. It's a mizrak. A mizrak is used for zrika, right? Thus, it's called mizrak. Mileim soilas, belulav Hashem al mincha. It was used for the minchas. You heard this pasuk 1,000 times. But now you know the rest of the story. You have a mizrak that's used for zrika. It's mileim soilas. What's going on? It's a kli alach. How's it being mekadesh yovish? So said Shmuel that even though the Mishnah says that ain't kli alach mekadesh es hayovish, v'lo midas yovish mekadesh es alach, there is one exception to the rule. The mizrakais could be mekadesh a davar yovish. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What's the Gemara's kasha? It's kachay shah. The karbanis that the Nasiim brought were kachay shah. I thought Shmuel shita is lo yalfinan doiris misha. So just like Shmuel didn't want to learn from the pasuk vayakiv es hamincha v'yichmali chapay mimeno, that it's ma'akiv, that's the shina kosov la'akiv, that the kohen has to do the kmitza with his hand, that he can't measure his kohen and stick it in his hand and then do what he needs to do. No, because that's kachay shah. Malert nishvin kachay shah. The same Shmuel, the Shita Sai, is learning from Kachay Shah. He learns a Chiddush Naira, that even though the Mishnah says, Ein Klei Hayilach Mikadesh Es Hayavish, but the Mizrak was able to Mikadesh the Mincha. How does he know that? He says, it happened. When did it happen? Kachei Shah. I thought you can't learn from Kachei Shah. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, the Tana Beikra, traces him then. So there's something, right? You have a Shina HaKasav Le'akev. You've heard of Shloisha Ksuvim, Haban Ke'echad, Malamdin or Ein Malamdin. We've had some of the fours, right? We had recently, something was mentioned in the Torah four times. But here, you have something that's mentioned in the Torah 12 times. 12 times the Torah mentions it. I hear it. That already is a giloy that you can learn from there. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Asi the Rav. Rav Kana Rav Asi both asked Rav. Arei HaGosha, the Tana Berakov, Rav said that every time it says something twice in the parasha of the Mincha, it's ma'akiv. HaGosha, it says twice. The mitzvah of Hagosha. It's not Makkah. So what's the mitzvah of Hagosha? So Hagosha was one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Loi Higish, it's going to be Kasha. But like Achili, you're supposed to do Hagosha. Hagosha was known at every mincha. The Kayan would take the mincha before the kmitza. So he has the klishares, and he has the soiles, and the shaman, and the levoina. And before he did the kmitza, he would take the entire klishares and bring it to the mizbech. He would physically put it on the mizbech. Take it off the mizbech, and then he did the kmitza. It was known as the mitzvah of Hagosha. The Mishnah said it's not ma'akiv. Lo higish is one of the things that are kosher. Either way, Hagosha is tana beikra, and the Mishnah said it's not ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, not tana beikra. Where do you find that it was tana beikra? Where is the shina kos of la'akiv? The chsiv. It says, vayikra perik vav pasuk zayin. So you have to work with the v'chudu over here. So the first, that's the first mention of it. And then in Vayikra Perik Beis Pasuk Ches, which is really earlier, it says v'heveso es hamincha v'ekriva el hakoyen v'higisha la mizbeach. So it says it twice, and it's not ma'akiv. That's the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ayet shina kosav la'akiv. So the Gemara says ahu l'kbay la'makoyim hu deyasa. The only time you say shina kosav la'akiv is where the pasuk is extra. It's a superfluous pasuk. There's no rational explanation for why the Torah mentioned it twice, other than to tell me that it's ma'akiv. But if there's any halacha that's learned out from the second mention of the pasuk, so then you don't have any right to use it for a shina kosav la'akiv. Says the Gemara that this pasuk of heveso es hamincha, these psukim that we're discussing over here are not extra because I learn a halacha from one that I wouldn't know from the other. What halacha? I know the kfiyas makom. The Torah just speaks in general terms. Take the mincha, put it on the mizbeach. Which part of the mizbeach? We know makom on the mizbeach mattered. Zrika bim kaimai, zrika shalai bim kaimai, this you side, that you side, lamaila michota sikra, lamata michota sikra. So makkaim is a very big deal when it comes to kachim. But the Torah never told me where to do the hagasha. It's these two psukim that are megala to us where the makkaim is. The point is, the punchline is going to be, it's not extra, thus you don't have a shina kos of lakiv, that's why hagasha is not makkaim. What's this makkaim? Where do you see it in this pasuk? The tanya learned in the braisa. So the pasuk says, lefnei Hashem, hakriv oisa b'nei aharon, lefnei Hashem, el p'nei ha-mizbeach. Yochel, based on lefnei Hashem, I would have thought you should do a b'mayrev. Why b'mayrev? So you have a picture on the Amid, because when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so you walked in Mizrach, and you were going towards Mayrev. So the Heichol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was on the Ma'ariv side. So El Pnei Hashem would be towards Ma'ariv. So you would think that you should do the Hagosha on the part of the Mizbeach that's facing Ma'ariv. But the Pasuk also says El Pnei Mizbeach. Pnei Mizbeach, literally the face of the Mizbeach, the front of the Mizbeach. What's the front of the Mizbeach? That's always the ramp. Pnei Mizbeach means the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the ramp, the Mizbeach itself, went from Darim to Tzafin. The ramp was on the Darim side. The Mizbeach itself was on the Tzafin side, but it traveled south to north. So if you walked in to the Beis HaMikdash, you were walking east to west. The Mizbeach was horizontal, and it went from Doroim to Tzafin, from south to north. So the Lifnei Hashem is going to be Ma'ariv. The Pnei Mizbeach is going to be Doroim. So what's going on over here? Lifnei Hashem suggests Ma'ariv. Pnei Mizbeach suggests, you Pnei Mizbeach, Yochab Doroim, Tamadim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so how do you make sense of these two things? Magisha Bekerim, Doroimis Ma'arovis, Keneged Chudash Al-Kerim, Vida. You did it on the corner. Which corner? Ma'arovis Midiroimis. So the point is that extra pasuk of Hakir Vaitel Pnei Aharon Pnei Hashem Pnei Mizbeach is teaching me something I wouldn't know. It's not Shina Kosav Lakiv. The fact that the Torah mentions Lifnei Hashem Pnei Mizbeach, that is the makar. It's from there that I know this idea of my Rabbis Tiroimus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, says the Gemara, by the way, let's just finish the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer holds not that way. You don't have to do it on the Karen. Yochel, I would have thought Yagit Shalom my Rabbis Shal Karen. Anytime you have two psukim, echad mekayim matzav, mekayim chaveroi. If you mekayim one of them, you could be mekayim the other one. The echad mekayim matzav mevatel chaver. But if you mekayim the other one, you can't be mekayim the other. Manichin eshem mekayim matzav mevatel chaver. But toisin eshem mekayim matzav mekayim chaver. It's basic logic. If you have two psukim, and you can interpret the psukim two ways. One way, you'll be mekayim everything. The other way, you're not going to be mekayim everything. So what do? Manichin eshem mekayim matzav mevatel chaver. You leave the one that's mevatol chaveroi, the toifsin eshem mekayim atzim mekayim chaveroi. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I'll apply it to this pasuk. Kshato emer lefnei Hashem, when it says lefnei Hashem, b'mayriv, if you were going to do it b'mayriv, based on lefnei Hashem, b'taltol pnei hamizbech. There's no way to be mekayim dorim. There's no way to be mekayim pnei hamizbech. But b'dorim, but if you're going to do the hagosha on dorim, kshato emer pnei hamizbech, b'dorim kiyamto lefnei Hashem. You could be mekayim lefnei Hashem. No, Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to do it on the corner of Deroimus Maravis, you could just do it on Dorim. And by doing it on Dorim, that in and of itself will be enough. How will you be Mekayim this? We had this in Zvachim, Amr Avashi, because of Aitanikul Mizbeach with Zafin Kai. Rabbi Eliezer holds like that Shita that the Mizbeach wasn't in the midpoint between Zafin and Dorim, but rather the entire Mizbeach was on the Zafin side. Which means that when you walked out of the Heichel, if the Kohen was walking outside of the Heichel, if he would put the Mincha on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, then it would come out he's being Mekayim Lefnei Hashem, because the Dorim side of the Mizbeach is facing the entrance. If the Mizbeach is smack in middle between Dorim and Tzafin, then when he walks out of the Heichal, he's not Al Pnei HaMizbeach. He's only Al Pnei HaMizbeach if he goes all the way around and he gets to the ramp. But if the entire Mizbeach is on Tzafin, then when he walks out of the Heichal, he makes a left turn, boom, he hits Dorim. So Mayrav is Lifnei Hashem, and Dorim is also Lifnei Hashem. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to do it on the Chuda, on the corner of Mayrav is Deroimus, in order to be able to be Mekayim, El Pnei Mizbeach, and Lifnei Hashem. As long as you do it on Dorim, that in and of itself would be enough for you to be able to be Mekayim both. Exhale. So before we end, just to go back and speak out one Ha'ara, maybe two Ha'aras, but one Ha'ara for sure, with regards to the idea of Shechita L'Avavoydi. So again, Shechita L'Avavoydi comes out throughout Shas, and just one ha'ara as it relates to shchita lav avoydehi. Makshim ha'oilam, the Velt asks Akasha on this idea from a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Achrimais. The Medrash Rabbah is discussing the Yidden that were living in the Midbar. And the Medrash brings Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Yidden in the Midbar were not allowed to eat basar taiva, and says the Medrash, Leficha chesira nakasav, that if somebody wanted to eat meat when they were in the Midbar, what they have to do? The Torah says, Shiu mevim carbon esein l'kayin. They had to bring a carbon. They had no other choice. So they would take the carbon, go to the Mishkan, and hand it over to the kayin. V'hakayin shoychet, the kayin would do the shchita, umekabel, and he would do the Kabbalah. An interesting medrash. Afal pisha bailam yoishvinu mechashvin kol hayoyim. And even if the bailam was sitting and they were having all the machshavas in the world, nobody cares. Because eina kol hoylech eilu lachra shoychet. All that matters is what the shoychet is thinking. This is not like Rabbi Loza that holds shamati shabailam afaglan. But the bottom line is, it says the medrash, that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, if they wanted to eat meat, what they do? They would take their animal, they would bring it to the Mishkan, hand it over to the Kohen. The HaKohen Shoychet, the Kohen would do the Shechita, Umekabel, and that's the way they were able to eat flesh. Makshim Ha'olam, why did the Kohen have to do the Shechita? Shechita, Kshera, bizarre. So I saw in the Torah Tamima, in the beginning of Vayikra, right in the beginning, when the Torah mentions Shechita for the first time by the Karban Oyla, he asks this Kasha, and says the Torah Tamima, a Gishmak Teretz, based on a Tosfos that's mentioned throughout Zvachim and Munachis, b'shem the Rimei Orlinish, also known as the Rimei Orleans. So Tosfos brings from one of the Bali Tosfos, the Rimei Orlinish, who said, what's the reason Shechita Lav Avoydi? Kabbalah is Ailacha, Ailacha is an Avoydis, Rika is Ailacha, Haktorah is an Avoydis, these are all Avoydis. So why is it that Shechita Lav Avoydi? Why should Shechita not be Avoydi? So he said, very simple, because the truth is, anytime you eat from a carbon or from an animal, even chulin, you have to do Shechita. Shechita is not something that's unique to kachim. Anytime you want to eat an animal, you shecht, right? Mesechtes Chulin starts with Hakol Shoichten. That's the first Mishnah. Mesechtes Chulin also talks about Shechita, right? We're going to learn the sugyas of Shechita all over again when we learn Mesechtes Chulin, Yes Hashem. Because Chulin starts with Shechita. That's where all the technical parts of Shechita are. Shechita is something that's not unique to Kachim. It's true by Chulin as well. So said the Rimei Olainish that you want to know why Shechita Lav Avodah. Because every animal, if, in order to be machsherit la'achila, needs shechita. Thus, it makes sense to say that the reason you're shechting this animal is not mitzad the avoida. It's mitzad because kachin's no different than chulin. And just like chulin, you need to be machsher al yedeya shechita, shechita's beisimonim. So too, when it comes to kachim, it's the same thing. But this is the chulin aspect of the preparation of this carbon. It's not so... Kabbalah, there's no Kabbalah by Chulin. There's no Halacha by Chulin. There's no Zrika by Chulin. Thus, it's unique to the carbon, which tells me it's an Avoida. But Shechita, which you have by Chulin as well, it's not Mistaber, said the Rima Yerlaim. That's how Chazal knew that Shechita lav Avoidi, because you find it by Chulin as well. Says the Torah Tamima, we know there's a Sugya Mesach, there's Chulin, a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. We often speak out Shechita's Rabbi Shmuel, but what we need now is Shechita's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, they were allowed to eat Basar Nechira. In English, that means they didn't have to do shechita. This concept of shechita was a chiddush that was nischadesh when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. But the 40 years that the Yidden were living in the Midbar, a chiddush, if you're not familiar with the Gemara, Masechet Chulin, but it's a Gemara, it's shechita's Rabbi Akiva, halachic Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said that when that with the 40 years the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat pasan achira. There was no shechita. Says the Torah Tumima, let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. The Rimeir Leinish said, why is shechita lav avodei? Because there was shechita by Chulin. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there was no shechita by Chulin. So when the Torah says shechita in the Midbar, what does it mean? Because that's the way you prepare meat. It's not true. It's not the way you prepare meat. Elamai, shechita is no different than Kabbalah Halachas Rika. It's unique to Kachim. If it's unique to Kachim, then it's an Avoida. So says the Torah to him, it's true shechita lav Avoida. But that was only once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, then shechita was lav Avoida. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, zil basar taima. Over there, there was no shechita schulen. So if there was no shechita schulen, it comes out the shechita was unique to Kachim. If it was unique to Kachim, then shechita was going to be Avoida. This Medrash Rab over here in Parshas Achrimah is describing the Mishkan. It's describing what went on when the Yidden were in the Midbar. When they were in the Midbar, they would take their carbon, they would bring it to the Kohen. V'akoyin shoychit. Yeah, then the Kohen had to do the Shechita. Because then Shechita wasn't Avoida, but it was only when the Yidden were in the Midbar. The Gemara is throughout Zvachim HaMenachis that say Shechita Lav Avoidi, that's of course talking about Lemaisa lahalacha in the Beis Hamikdash over there, where you find the concept of shechita schulin, then already shechita is going to be lav avoidi. But I thought it was interesting because it comes out then that there's a chilek in the avoidas hashechita between the 40 years either were in the Midbar and when they went into Eretz Yisrael. If you think about it a little bit, it comes out something very interesting. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, if a Yid wanted to bring a carbon, there was no way for him to bring the carbon himself, unless he was a Kohen. But if he wasn't a Kohen, he couldn't be makriv the carbon. The only thing he can do is be makdish the carbon. That works with the parasha of Nedarim. But beyond that, it's already out of his control. He had to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, and he had to hand it over to the Kehanim. There was no role that he himself was allowed to execute. It all had to be done al yidei emtsayim, al yidei kedoshim. Shluchei Didan, Shluchei Derachmana, it had to be done al yidei kohanim. He himself could not play any role in the bringing of his carbon. If he wanted to bring a bechar, like the Chassam Sofer said, it wasn't something he was able to do. Al kena anizay veach, to show mida kenegan mida, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was anivelo shliach. It wasn't a possibility. It wasn't something he could do, because shechita was psula bazar. This chiddush happened when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, now the Tzar, all of a sudden, is able to play a role in the Havah of his own carbon. He's not an innocent bystander anymore. He suddenly was able to play a role. I was thinking, maybe there's a machshav over here. And perhaps based on a piece from Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Tzidkas HaTzadik, where Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says something unbelievable. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, I'd love to see you, right? He says, I want to see you. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? It's not possible. You can't see me. It's not possible. Nobody's allowed to see him. It says Rav Tzadik HaKoyin that even though Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his madrigas, wasn't allowed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and there was a Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Yadon Hashem, that three times a year every single Yid had a mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. And what's the mitzvah to be Oyla Regal? Kederach Shebal Lirois Kach Bal Lirois, that a Yid was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lirois, Lirois, Yeroi, right? Both ways. Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemesiris, that's one of the places in Shas. So you were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now a Pasha Tiyid all of a sudden has a a right to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Reb Tzadik, yeah, because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Chutz Laretz. He lived in the Midbar, Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah. It's true. It's all true. But he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. And because he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, there was a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he never had. And because of that, he was never able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Poshet Yid, who's living Al Admas Kodesh, who's living in Eretz Yisrael, Shalosh Pamim Bashani Yeroh, called Zechur Chas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. He's able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a different relationship, there's a different connection that a Yid has when he's in Eretz Yisrael versus what a Yid has in Chutz Laretz, even the 40 years that the Yidin were in the Midbar. The Reb Tzadik HaKohen says that's why the first bracha of benching Hazana Sa'ilam is all written B'loshen Noichach. The second bracha is B'loshen Nistach. What's the first bracha? Hazana Sa'ilam Kuloi B'tuvai. Who hate it, right? It's all B'loshen Noichach. Then you start Noidel Al-Shen Chalta. You're talking straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, why? Because who wrote the first bracha of benching Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha in benching. Moshe Rabbeinu was all B'loshen Noichach. As much as Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven, he was never able to daven B'loshen, but he couldn't talk straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's all Hazan. It's all Hazan. It's in the third person. Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael. And because Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael, it's already Al Shehin Chalto. And Reb Tzadik has an Arichos, if you want to look it up, it's in Sitka Satzadik, Ois Reish Mem Zayin, Ois Remez. But Reb Tzadik HaKayin says over here that he says there's different Madregas, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Pi the Zohar HaKadosh, there's a Madrega of Ani, there's a Madrega of Ata, and there's a Madrega of Hu. He says the highest Madrega is Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyach, Aye, Kvoit, right? We don't even know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But there's a Madrega of Ata. Ata means you could talk straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Madrega of Ata was manifest when the Yidden were in entered Eretz Yisrael. That's where there was a Madrega of Ata. Ata is Lashon, you're talking straight. And because you're talking straight, that's why Yeshua ben Nun is Al Shen Chalta. Whereas in Chutz Laretz was not that way. That means there's a certain kurva that the Yid had once he entered Eretz Yisrael that he didn't have in the Midbar. So I was thinking maybe when the Yid were in the Midbar, it had to work with them son. They couldn't do it by themselves. A Yid wanted, I want to go do the Shechita. I want to play a role in it. And even though we know Shechita love Avoidi, but of course it's an Avoidi. You keep him a Fagel B'Shah Shechita. You have to know it's when you say Avoidi, when love Avoidi. But Klisharis and all the Chulis, Mekadosh the Dam Shabbatzavar. If a Kohen does it, it's for sure an Avoidi, the Ragachav. It's not so posh Shechita love Avoidi. But the bottom line is, at some level, love Avoidi. But if a Tzar wanted to play a role in his own carbon, that wasn't something he had the right to do. Why not? Because he needed Emtsayim. You can't talk straight to Hashem. You don't have the ability to say Baruch Ato Hashem. You don't have a right to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to hand it over to Shevet Levi. V'loi Shevet Levi Bavad. But that's who you have to hand it over to the Leviim. They're the folk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only they can do it. Once the Yidin enter, even the Pashat the Yid, he's already a Mechutin. He already has a little bit of Yichos. Over there, Shechit is going to be Ksher Bizarre. If the Tzar wanted to play a role in the bringing of his own carbon, that was something he had a right to do, and we will stop here.